Chris, are you're a single guy, right?
I am 37 and single. Nobody plans that. Right? No one's in high school going, I'm just going to wait till the end and see who's left. It's hard to even find a single 37-year-old woman. And then when you do, they have a tendency to fall into three categories. They're either A, super career-oriented, successful chick. So I'm out. Right? Those girls are looking for a guy that owns a suit. I have a pair of slacks. I don't know where they are.
Man, oh man, you know, living in this world, being the way I am, being the way I've always been, that I've talked about on my podcast, being honest, being transparent, being consistent, being repetitive, all those things, you would think that in theory, people would understand that, right? And especially in the world of dating where you are, from the moment you sit on the table with somebody, you let them know. You say, hey, this is who I am. This is how I operate. I'm an open book. Any questions you have, feel free to ask. I will sound like a broken record because ultimately I know who I am and I could repeat that in various different ways. Right? Like when you know yourself and you know how you want to live and how to be in the world, there isn't any doubt about that. And you can convey it. And when you own it and you love yourself to that level, you're able to own it like a badge of honor in a way, whether you think it's a badge of honor or not. Like for me, like I said, me being transparent. And it's interesting because, you know, I just met somebody recently that I was talking to, you know, was practicing polyamory. And it's the same playbook from day one. I'm being honest. I'm being transparent about my expectations about what it should entail, right? Talking about the realities of understanding not being a priority, so on and so forth, and doing all these things. And you feel like when you come to an agreement with somebody and have that understanding, then it's a beautiful, exciting journey to dive into, right? But unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way when both people are not practicing what they preach. And in this case in point of this conversation I was having with somebody was, again, having a great experience, talking to somebody, getting to know them, them getting to know me. And next thing you know, there's just inconsistencies in their actions. And they just are not able to convey the truth of what's going on in those moments that impacts your connection. And I think I just laugh about that all the time. I have to laugh about it because women always want transparency and honesty and truth. And then, but in reality, they view it with skepticism. They still view it because, and mostly because of another guy they had interest in. And they went ahead and that person did them dirty. Right? They were having that hope with that person. You know, like I dealt with that in my last relationship. And I'm dealing with that with women that I date, whether it's single or polyamorous. It's like the lack of transparency is something that they yearn for, they want for in theory, but in application, they don't know how to handle. They don't know how to handle. And then I was talking to this person, and obviously they were being inconsistent with what they were saying, not saying, and doing and not doing. And I'm like, you know, dude, I don't know what's going on here, but I've been consistent. I've told you all these things before. And now you're badgering me. Like I have, like I'm not being authentic. Like, you know, I haven't changed my tone since we've spoken. None of it has changed. And now you're suddenly questioning me. You know, I just came from a trip from Vegas. I went with my friends and I had a good time. So imagine you having a good time and looking forward to chatting with this person, all of a sudden to you to deal with their anger, their whatever feelings this other person made them feel that is being used to you as a punching bag. And here I am listening to all these things about coming from the trip. I'm looking forward to talking to this person about my trip, sharing everything, you know, what's been going on, similar to how this person had a birthday weekend. And I asked them about their birthday weekend, how everything was going. And I was very excited about that. I didn't double check any words or anything that was being said. I just looked forward to the next chapter. I was like, okay, cool. Let's go. Can't wait to see you, man. Just have a blast in your weekend. Do your thing. come back, talk to me about it. Talk about obviously what you want to talk to me about, because I can't force you to talk to me. So, but lo and behold, I didn't get that same energy in return. I got the, I don't, are you sure you want that? You know, all these questioning and badgering me about the things that I have conveyed. And I'm saying to myself, what the fuck's going on here? What did I do to deserve this? And obviously she goes on to explain the series of events that occurred for her to be in the state of mind that she was in when she was coming at me, making me the punching bag. And I was like, I get it. But all of this could have been stopped. This would have been a much lighter load to take if you were keeping me in the loop in the moment. Just like, for example, when I'm dealing with somebody that's polyamorous, my thing is, I know you can't keep me in priority. You can't prioritize me because you have a partner, you have a family, right? So I'll get in when I can, okay? But I'm also going to be looking for, I'm going to be dating other people as well. And I will let you know about that because I think that's what's fair in that dynamic. And it's like something you just say. You say, okay, I'm dealing with this dynamic. I'm dealing in this experience. So these are the reality of this situation. And this person, when I talk in the truth, they couldn't take it. It bothered them. It was, they weren't able to accept what I was saying. Even though you want the truth, just like she was telling me some things about me, about how she felt that I wasn't a compromising person, or that, you know, I may be hypersensitive. I don't think she said that, but I think it's other things that she was just, you know, psychoanalyzing me. And I'm like, I hear you, and thank you for saying that. I'm not taking that to heart, because you're not the victim, I am. and I say that very lightly, not like in a way to diminish, you know, the real victims out there that get raped with domestic violence. I'm talking about victim in the sense of being transparent and still being the person that gets rejected at the end of the day, because lo and behold, you know, she went out with somebody else, went on a date, and that person told them a bag of lies that they ended up finding out. And then, of course, that was projected towards me. And I'm like, what did I have to do with that? I had nothing to do with that. But, you know, people, that's the way people are built. It's like they're not able to understand. That's the thing about me, is that I'm able to compartmentalize. I always had a problem with my partner coming home after a bad day and taking it out on me. I would say that, don't take that out on me, because that's not my issue. That's yours. That's your issue. Just like if I have a bad day at work or I have a bad experience, I'm not going to take that out on you. I may talk to you about it, but I'm not going to have a negative dumping onto you because of that. It's not fair to me, especially when I've been nothing but transparent, nothing but consistent. I've been a person that I welcome you wanting to know about me. Please fucking listen to my podcast. Please. I talk my truth. I'm honest about myself. I'm not saying that you may not like it, but it's my truth. It's my vantage point from the mountain. And I try to be as honest about that vantage point as possible, because I swore to myself a long time ago after I divorced, I'm never going to lie to get results. I'm never going to mislead anybody ever again. I'm never going to do that, because you're weaving a web of lies that's going to blow up in your fucking face every time. You got to be honest with who you are, how you want to live, and convey that fucking truth. And if people accept it, great. If they don't accept it, great. Life goes on. I'm still going to travel. I'm still going to have experiences. I'm still going to live life with or without you. That's the way I think. So, but that's a mindset that a lot of people have never experienced, have never had. In theory, they want it, but in application, they can't handle it. They don't know. They don't know if it even exists. So when you have a guy like me, again, I'm a grown fucking man. I don't have to lie to anybody. Like, I am not getting constant attention or dating because I am not lying. I'm not telling women what they want to hear. I'm just telling you who I am. And if you love that, then I get excited. And that's what it was. This is like when I get excited when I'm able to be myself and someone says, cool. I don't know if that's my cup of tea, but I welcome that. it lets me know that people can love me for who I am as a person. So that's exciting to me. So here I am getting excited again to meet somebody that I can dive into this rabbit hole, and all these current events happen where I'm being questioned about my authenticity, about my objectives, about what I'm trying to get and not get. And I'm saying to myself, what did I do to cause this? I didn't do anything that would trigger that. But of course, it was other people that she was dealing with that triggered that. So I'm being dumped on for that. And then to feel like, okay, I was excited for you, but you claimed to be excited for me, but yet you went out on another date. You couldn't wait an extra day to meet with me. You had to meet somebody else, which I'm cool with, but at least convey that to me. And then in the conversation, the thing that's funny about women is that they'll try to twist it so they're the victim. So when you're giving them a dose of what it is they're doing, I can't take this anymore. I'm done. You're hurting me. It's kind of like the Karens, you know, like when they fucking call like the cops and shit, and then you call them out on their shit, and then like all of a sudden they're like, they're crying. Like you're saying, Karen, you're being a certain way, Karen. We're recording you. And then they'll go into panic attack and cry and call for the cops. That's how she was acting. But a lot of women act like that, though. That's not just a Karen thing. That's a fucking Debbie. That's a fucking Amanda. That's fucking, you know, Shaniqua. That's fucking all of them. They victimize themselves because it's hard to take accountability and listen to what's on the other end of that. I get it. I've been there. I get it. It fucking sucks when someone's telling you how much you fucked up and how you made them feel and how selfish you were. It fucking sucks, man. I get it. I get it. I mean, it's not an easy thing to take, and people can't fucking stomach it when you tell them. That's why I am honest. That's why I am direct. That's why when I fuck up, I own it. The good and the bad. But man, these ladies out here, doesn't matter if you're single or polyamorous or married, whatever fake fucking label you want to be, you can't handle it when you're doing your games and you get called out. When you get called, you know, when you're not able to be transparent because you haven't had the ability to trust anybody in the past to be transparent without you being burnt. Well, guess what? Then don't fucking talk about it then. Don't talk about being it if you're not going to dive into that idea. Don't dive into it. You know, and if someone else hurts that belief, guess what? Don't take it out on the other person. It's a very easy solution. You compartmentalize because Minnow is different than the other guy. I guarantee you on 1,000,000%. But I know you can't trust that. So therefore, there's an issue you have that you have to work on yourself. I know I got my issues. Like I said, I'm very redundant. I'm very transparent. I'm not compromising on my self-happiness. I'll compromise on what dates we go. I'll compromise where we travel to. I'll compromise on how I dress. But I'm not compromising on how I live my life, on my self-happiness. Because peace and tranquility trumps all. And I thought I conveyed all this to this woman. But it's yet another example, ladies and gentlemen. Another example of why it's no matter how I understand why the dating game is the dating game, why guys have to lie, because it doesn't matter if you even being honest, they don't believe you. So if they're not gonna believe you, then might as well tell them what they fucking want to hear, and you get the result you want, and then just deal with the consequences at the end. Sounds so tempting, but I'm not gonna do it. Even though I keep getting screwed over and over by women that claim they want honesty and transparency, but they don't know how to handle it. And then at the end, look at this. I'll leave with this. And then she's like, I'm like, well, you know, I got to chew on all of this. And you could tell she's getting frustrated because I'm not wanting to move on from it quickly and go back to normal. Like, do you not understand what you just did? Like, you went ahead and went against the very same conversations we were having. About transparency, about being communicative, about things happening, about all these things in the moment. Not 3 days later, after you were badgering me and questioning what I was saying. You don't come out and spill the beans after that. But hopefully this is a lesson for her. I may be open to talking. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those that I'm not going to rush into it. But I know how it is. I know her mentality. It's like, look, I fucked up. I want to make it up. Let's do it. Let's fucking forget about it. Let's fucking reset it. Just erase that shit out of your head and let's fucking move on. But no, this is what I lose trust. I lose trust in what you say to me. Now, what am I supposed to think, ma'am? Like when you tell me that you want to get to know me, you have this excitement for me, knowing that you're talking to other guys that may be more viable in your connection. And then all of a sudden, you can go ahead and say, well, you know that Sunday that we have planned? Guess what? We're going to have to do it at to be determined time. I'll let you know. Because in reality, I'm seeing other people, or in reality, I'm just not in the, whatever it is. And then they wonder why I keep reminding her. And she was wondering why I keep reminding her, I know you're married. Because in my head, I have to tell myself that. You have other options. I'm not the primary. And I had to remind her that. I said, we're not conventional dating here, ma'am. You're not single. If you were single, I would act like a conventional person as far as the time I give you, as far as access. And even then, I try to give her access. I left a couple meetings I had to make time with this person. You know, I schedule when someone's genuinely trying to get to know me, I schedule my time for them. And, you know, she will always tell me, well, you know, my time is very valuable and all this and that. Well, I guess apparently you're not understanding that concept, because that's what I do. I value time. I value the time I give to you. I value your situation. I value everything that you're going through and your status. And I just want to see how it all fits into our connection. But that's something, again, it doesn't matter if you're single, if you're married, if you're open marriage, if you're whatever fucking pronoun relationship you want to be in, ENM, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's like, if you're not living up to what you want, then you're just telling yourself a lie. You're just being selfish. You just want your cake and eat it too, which I'm fine with that. But just be honest about it. And you're not being honest about it, no matter what. And I think that people out there need to understand, they need to do what I did many years ago. They need to look in their mirror and be honest with themselves. They have to be honest with themselves. Figure out what it is they want from a person they're meeting or not meeting, and so on and so forth. I conveyed what I wanted. I conveyed my expectations. I conveyed what I was wanting to experience. And again, I'm not heartbroken. I'm just calling it out because I'm sending this message out to her. Because obviously, she couldn't take my talking. It was like, and I wasn't, she's like, you want to get on the phone? I'm like, no, I don't want to get on the fucking phone. You kidding me? I want to see what you fucking say. I want to see how you type this all out. And of course, you know, my interpretation of it was, hey, just things developed lately, connections came in, you know, lies were told, and, you know, I just decided to tell you all this now. Even though we had that understanding that we were going to be transparent and be friends, just like I was with her, when I told her about, hey, I'm talking to somebody, and this is the conversation I had. What are your thoughts about it? But women can't do the same, no matter what. And they want to victimize themselves at the end of the day. When they know they did wrong, they can't take it.
A second category of women single at my age are divorcees. And those women are like Chernobyl. They're beautiful, but something bad happened. And now we all need to leave it alone for a few years. And the last category of women single at my age are women that have been single the entire time, because their therapist hasn't quite got their pill combo locked down, and they still have episodes where they'll break into your apartment and set fire to kittens. I don't even have kittens, man. She brought them.
Chris Porter.